But God has what he will keep against the law. So if the women let them do that, they are, enjoying their own life and their work. So you also enjoy your life, it is permissible for you to do it. There are some things that God that you will not like as well. When a man says this is going out to work first to look for what to eat, then you bring everything that the woman will be eating. Who should be telling you what? You didn't buy so and so. You know, at times you want to feel, how much are you going to do today? You want to feel that. Does that mean that you are going against the law of Allah? There are some things that favor us that do not favor them. Happiness. And there are some things that what? Favor them that do not favor us. So you get something that time was what is good for you. Allah knows you best. Allah. Number So there are things like that. So if you are meant to bring that hadith, you will be bringing the best is for everybody to enjoy the permissions. Allah has permitted you to do this. You do. And make sure there is responsibility on you when you are doing that. So Allah has also allowed the taking of the second wife. So she should also not go to the essence of which he brings the law. Some women, they will not know this, no? See, they will not know. And it's when they see reality that some of them now get to know. Take for instance now, if you have a woman and your wife knows that she wants to take a second wife, she will be, she will not be pleased with that. She will not be the one who disposed towards you taking it. But that same wife of yours can work a second wife for another man. You know. And that thing wife of yours, if the wife of the other man is not, if she's very much thinking, what is the problem? Huh? What is the problem? But that thing that she's working for, she cannot take it readily. That is nature. Things that have never affected you, you've been talking. But when reality comes, maybe that was the new stance. So let us don't overflow the matter. If you bring 100 evidences, bring it before, that will not take away that impression, except with what for the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the only thing is to encourage our from what kicking against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who we can tell her that this is what Allah has allowed, it favors me, attention. Allah may allow some things that will not favor me at times. That has to favor you. Don't let us go to a point to against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Yeah.
I think we have talked about that before, this filming this late. So I've talked about that thing we are late. Most of Allah said that because those people who say Assalamu alaikum. So when somebody says it clearly, Allah says, I love you with the prayers and prayers. So this is clear greeting, so you respond. So the way that we must make a greeting to the Prophet last time, moving on, that is that your spouse is a dream. This is somebody who submits to Islam. They say, no, 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 they are not going to take you. Like the case of the man who said, أشهد الله إلا إلا الله ورسول الله إلا إلا الله. And the name of your man, the Lord Allah, went and each demon in the source. And when he got to the Prophet of Allah, he was saying that proudly, that he wanted to run away from death. And he really said, I'm eating with the source, thinking the Prophet of Allah would give me a proposal. He said, take for answer, وَلَا إِلَا 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 إِلَا. How do you mean to say with the Lord as man as death? For that's what we call the Lord as the Lord. You keep somebody who says like that, the companion says, for someone made to earn me their pardon, as long as you come to that Khalid. And I wish I'd never embraced Islam before that day. That is my embrace Islam to come up on that day. That all that I've been doing. So this is to tell us what is the key of the thing. So you may do something thinking that what religion will accept it from you. What religion will throw it away? You have to follow the Sunnah. Khalid ibn Walid, that is the Prophet of Allah called Sayyidullah. The Prophet of Allah called him Sayyidullah, the son of Allah. They went to a community asking them to embrace Islam. So the people of the community were saying Sobhana. Sobhana in their own dialect means we have embraced Islam. Sobhana in the dialect that Khalid understood means we have rejected Islam. So, and he was killing them. He was killing them. So, another companion was with him. That one maintained the kind of verses to kill this people. So when they got to the Prophet of Allah, the Prophet asked, why this? And God said, they were saying, God, so. He said, no, this is what it means. And the Prophet said, Allahumma inni abra ilayka min ma'afana akariyu. Oh Allah, I dissociate myself from what Khalid has done. So, the issue is that doesn't mean that the faith that we speak, don't say we embrace Islam. Don't say no, you are not embrace Islam. You have to kill, you have to do this. Allah Akbar.
So if you know, what they are saying, you don't know what Allah is saying.
Yeah, but he has done what is wrong. Yeah? The fact that he does not understand doesn't mean what? Who will he tell him? Not tell him. What is wrong is wrong. Yeah? There is a difference between somebody who will be punished and somebody who will not be punished. Somebody will be punished for being so and so, but somebody what is wrong. There is a difference between. Khalid ibn Walid despite his position and everything in Islam, when he committed something, he didn't say no longer, he don't know. He said, I dissociate myself from what he has done. And not only did he dissociate himself, he paid fidya, for all those people that were killed. He paid fidya for the family of those who were killed. Huh? And that's why somebody who kills somebody mistakenly in Islam, the person will not be left what scot free. You will have to pay the blessing the family of the minister watch. You overlook it. Take my father talk to you. It's a mistake. So now I'll talk about somebody who does it deliberately. So where he dissociated himself from that is to tell them that what don't kill anyhow in the name of what? Islam. So because you have in class, he says that is not enough. You have to follow what you have in the text and the understanding of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka rabbika wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik.